We're live.
Yeah, final lap recap is now in session. We got this little thing called Tona coming up here in just a couple of 4 days. And today being Wednesday the 12th, kicks it all off. So it was nice seeing cars on the track this morning.
It was.
First time, I think, in 6, if not 7 years that they're allowing practice at Daytona for the Cup guys.
They need to go back to this practice, happy hour, practice. How many times, I know you watched it, did people, someone go out there, it didn't shift, there was smoke, there was chattering, it was bumpy. Could you imagine those guys going out there tonight and just going out there and then just like that? Like,
and having to race, what, 75 laps?
Stop.
Or no, just one lap.
It's tonight. Yeah, tonight's qualifying. Tomorrow's the
duels. I don't know. I got so screwed up on that this week. Yeah. I was sitting around last night. I was telling mom, they're doing a damn dog show. They're supposed to be racing. It's like, you know what day? Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's today. No, it's not. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, today starts the big stuff.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap, whatever. I need that old man's, you know, retired clock where instead of numbers, it's got Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday,
well, mom did the same thing. She said, have happy Valentine's today, and it's not till Friday.
Man, you don't have to be anywhere unless you want to be. You do really lose track of what day, because it doesn't matter what
day
it is.
Yeah,
it just doesn't. It's don't get me wrong. I'm getting real used to it, but it's like when you think things are supposed to happen because it's a certain day and it's not that day. That sucks, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we had cars on the track. It was pretty cool. Denny Hamlin was fastest.
You gotta take, before we do anything, take these with a grain of salt, because a lot of these guys did one lap, two laps with no draft, and a lot of them did it with a tandem partner in draft, so these speeds and times are skewed.
Oh, they are. They're very skewed. I understand that. But I will give props to Denny Hamlin and Ty Gibbs. They ran the most laps. A lot of these guys, ran 10 laps or less, or maybe 15 or less or whatever. But staying out there for as long as they did, to me, was kind of a show of strength. It's like Noah Gregson, one lap. What the hell? You ain't got the money for the gas?
Maybe it's when they save tires. Maybe they think tires matters because they gotta qualify on these tires. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Do they qualify on these tires?
I think so. Yeah, it's the same thing. You qualify and then you probably start the duel with them. It's all the same tire. So I'm assuming they're just trying to save tire.
You know, Eric Jones. He's another one. Ran one lap. However, they were 9th and 10th in speed respectively, and I know Eric Jones, he had problems with his shifter or clutch or something.
Shifting,
the clutch wouldn't get. But, you know, when he did get out there, I don't know that he was running tandem with anybody. He still turned a pretty good lap for Jimmy Johnson's organization.
A lot of the Toyotas were up there high, but we always know that Hendrick always comes out strong for qualifying. So I would, if I was a betting man, I would say one of the Hendrick boys or Hendrick affiliate cars, including Junior and Trackhouse, I would see them probably be on top. My guess.
Well, the fastest qualifying or practicing Chevrolet was Daniel Suarez in 7th. Kyle Busch was in 10th. And then you had Chastain. I think Castroneves was the highest non-guaranteed guy to qualify.
Yeah.
And he, or I keep saying qualify, practice.
I still think a lot of these are skewed, and he probably was in the draft, but I couldn't tell. I didn't watch the whole thing, so we'll see how tonight plays out.
Yeah, he ran 13 laps, so he probably did the highest quality, or God, the fastest car today for Hendrick was Kyle Larson. He ran 9 laps, so, and he's 14th.
Well, look at the speed difference. Denny Hamlin, 187. Kyle Larson, 183. You can tell who was in the draft and who wasn't. I mean,
oh, I would say anybody above 185 was that was probably a drafting speed, because if you look,
from Riley Herbst, 186.
Down, they're all within 2 mile an hour of each other, 184 to 182. Yeah. They're you got some 181s and 79s down at the bottom, but you got Tyler Reddick.
Yeah.
He was 40th. Blaney was 38th. Jimmy Johnson was 32nd. Logano was 30th. Elliott was 29th. You got some pretty big hitters. Jimmy Johnson ran 18 laps. And I can remember him. He actually hooked up with a few people. Where's Blaney? He only ran 6. Reddick ran 3. But, it'll be fun to watch tonight, of course. It's the same format. Everybody gets one hot lap, and then the top 10 go for the pole. So, and then that's the front row, first and second place. And then tomorrow you got the duels where I think they run 75 laps, and as they finish in duel one is the inside row, and as they finish in duel two is the outside row. There's going to be, is it 38 positions? 38 or 39?
I think it's 39 now.
Okay, and there's like 40 cars. There's 3 people going to go home.
There's more than that. I think there's 9.
Is there 9?
I think they said today is 9, something like that.
Well, there's nine open cars.
Yeah.
That don't have guarantees in. I know that.
Yeah.
That's Corey LaJoie in the 1, Justin Allgaier in Junior's 40, JJ Yeley, Truex, Alfredo, Chandler Smith, BJ McLeod, Jimmy Johnson, and Helio Castroneves.
Helio Castroneves is already in because he gets the provisional, which makes no damn sense. How does he get a provisional?
Who?
Helio. He gets in no matter what because he's in a provisional. How does he get it? How does NASCAR do that? Yeah, it's a big talking point now how he gets in, but Martin Truex got a race in who's a past champion. But Helio
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
They both got a race away past champions.
Yeah, but Helio Castroneves gets the provisional.
Well, I hadn't heard anything about that.
Yeah, look it up. He gets in no matter what because he gets some type of provisional. They just guaranteed him or something. NASCAR.
Well, who's his car owner? The car is 99.
That's track 91's Trackhouse. It's that Trackhouse
did
project.
Buy one of those provisionals from Stuart Haas.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. It's that Project 91 car.
That's the only way they can be guaranteed in is if they have a charter. The only way.
There is a thing I saw today. Martin Truex talking about it. He said he didn't understand it. He didn't want to think about it. He didn't understand. And he wasn't gonna try to, you know.
Well, him and Jimmy should both. You know, as much as I don't care for Jimmy racing anymore, but they should both. If they should both be guaranteed in, just on past champions provisional. The only way Castroneves is if Trackhouse got one of those. Charters from Stuart Haas.
I'm trying to read something here to get a better. Okay. Although Castro is driving an open team, the 4-time Indianapolis 500 winner is locked into the field through a new rule that allows NASCAR to invite a world-class driver to each event. His Trackhouse Racing team was the only one to apply for the deadline. So they had to apply, so that's why they got it. So he is the only driver NASCAR considered for the provisional spot. But there's a catch. If Castroneves uses the provisional, his team gets no prize money. So he will try to qualify his way in, and if he does, the Daytona 500 would be a 40-car field, and five open cars would miss the race. If he doesn't qualify, he would get in via the provisional, and the 500 would have 41 cars.
Can NASCAR fuck things up anymore?
I don't get it.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah. How messed up is that?
Why? Why do you do this crap?
No idea.
Ooh, which kind of segues in. I've been seeing a lot of rumors, and I can't verify the truth, but they're looking to sell 50% of NASCAR.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
I've seen it more than one place. 50%
I don't ownership. See. I don't see them doing that. There's no way they're going to give up that.
I had the same thought, but it's one of those, when you see it the first time, it's, yeah, that's clickbait.
Yeah.
But I've seen it more than once, more than a handful of times, and I'm starting to think, well, that could be the best thing ever happened to NASCAR, is get some of these people off their high horse and get other people that are interested in bringing the sport back. Not seeing anything, because I honestly haven't done the legwork on that one.
I just looked up something and it says NASCAR president Steve Phelps confirmed the sport is open to selling an equity stake in the privately owned company. Doesn't say a percentage.
Yeah, I'd heard, or the posts that I'm seeing are saying 50%. So. I welcome it. I mean,
it wouldn't matter unless they sold majority stake. So NASCAR would own 49 while everybody else 51. So, because NASCAR can still make the rules and they had the final say. So, like, there's no reason to buy in unless they sell 51%. So they actually have a say.
Yeah.
And how much is that worth? I don't know.
The way my NASCAR is going every year, it's less and less.
I gotta talk to Elon Musk real quick.
Yeah, get Elon. Yeah, but then he'd want him to put electric cars, and I like Elon, and I don't want to not.
No, he's pro both. So I get what you're saying. It's a conflict of interest for sure. Get a nice little loan.
He's got the money. If anybody else.
You know how much money he has for the money he bought Twitter. I know it's going off subject, but for the amount of money he bought Twitter for, he could have bought every NFL team, every NBA team, every NHL team, every WNBA team for the same amount of price. He could have bought all of them. That's how stupid money he has.
He's talking about buying ABC and
CNN or something like that. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, he's basically and then he's working for free for the president, and it just pisses everybody off. I love it. All right. NASCAR expects to rotate championship race in the future, which we have been talking about for years. It's not just going to be designated at Phoenix.
It shouldn't. No. Yeah, it shouldn't.
Going to different places. So I like that idea. Hopefully they. And they're saying it's because it's like a fan demand. They're sick and tired of it. So I like that. Let's see. They're even talking about going to Winston-Salem again.
Well, these track revivals are really, really popular for them and doing really well. It's just reviving them. So I expect them to do.
The ratings at Bowman Gray were through the roof.
So I expect them to do a lot more.
Well, they've got the Rockingham on the schedule this year for the trucks and Xfinity. And again, just because I live in North Carolina, it's huge. It's the buzz about that right now is as big, if not bigger, locally, than when they decided they were going to go back to Bowman Gray. And I thought that was just huge, the way everybody and the media was responding. And now that they're going back, you know, to the Rock, like I said, it was almost like Bowman Gray this year was an afterthought, because now they've got new shiny thing being Rockingham, and now they're talking about Winston-Salem. So might be a bad time to move. I don't know. Of course, we all know that Junior Motorsports is first time ever fielding a car for the Daytona 500 with Justin Allgaier, the number 40, Traveler's Whiskey. Was it Travis Tritt or somebody like that that owns it? I'm not sure that it is Travis Tritt.
It is Hendrick supported, by the way.
I knew it.
But it's different support. It's not like they're supplying them with frames and this and that. Junior's clubhouse or shop is building everything, but with Hendrick's support. They're not just buying the parts, putting together, so it's just a, you know, fifth Hendrick's car. It's literally Junior's, but like
with they're fabbing it. They can probably do that. They got the Xfinity program that they have. They just have to make it a cup car.
Yeah, but Hendrick's has got his hands on that, helping for sure. So I would expect if he's struggling, if Allgaier is struggling to qualify, I would highly expect to see a Hendrick car or two drop back to pick him up and push him into qualifying position.
Oh, in the duels for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I fully expect it. If he can't do it himself,
they're gonna get him in.
Yeah, they're gonna get
Justin Allgaier is gonna race in the 500 whether he does it.
Unless he crashes out, that's the only thing that happens if he crashes out or something happens to the car physically.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I don't know. Do you want to kind of? Because I was looking at this. Picks for who is gonna make. Because there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's easy. If there's 5 that are going to go home.
You want to see.
We both agree on this. It's going to be Allgaier, Truex, JJ, and Helio.
We're going
Those
home?
No, staying in.
Oh.
McLeod, Chandler Smith, Alfredo, Yaley, and LeJoy.
I see. I would say Chandler Smith is pretty quick. I wouldn't say he's fully out, but I would say Truex is in, Yaley's out. I don't even see Jimmy Johnson making it, to be honest.
Oh, I do.
He's got
all of 23-11 in his teammates.
That's true.
Plus Joe, they'll do the same thing with him.
So there's 5 of them?
There's 5 that aren't going to make it.
So I would say Alfredo, LeJoy. I don't know, LeJoy's good on restrictor plate track, so he's one of those guys, so I wouldn't count him out, to be honest. So it'll be interesting.
Oh, the duels tomorrow are gonna, I mean, that's like,
well, here's sorry, segue. Did you know the duels tomorrow is a point paying race now?
Yeah, I remember that. We talked about that. The duels were gonna be point paying.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize it. I don't know why, but it's point paying. So now people are actually going to race instead of just, you know, play it safe. They're going to play because it has points in it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I could take it or leave it because to me, that's just a high speed. But it is qualifying. But now points to it because, I mean, let's face it. There's been years when the guys that are guaranteed on the front row have just gone out and run enough laps to feel their car out, make sure, and then park it. And I've even seen, I can't remember who it was or what year, but there's been times when someone in the front row just said, to hell with that. But that was back in the day when they had the practice, the happy hour. You know, and then another practice and another practice before they actually did the duels. So, you know, they had plenty of track time.
So here's how the point system, it's only the first top 10. It's kind of like how they give away, like, playoff points. It's the same thing, but it's just, I don't know if it's playoff points. I don't think it would be. It's just regular points. So the first place driver who wins each is going to get 10. Then down the second to 9, third is 7 or 8. All the way down, the 10th gets 1, and after that, no one gets any points. So
and that's in each duel.
In each duel. So
yeah.
it's it's worth it to not sandbag to try to get up there, at least be top 10. If not win it, because, you know, you want to be up there.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
So how does that make, well, I guess that's not true. I was just like, why does that make any sense for the people who qualify tonight? They get the pole, so why would they even try? But that is the reason.
It's points.
They're racing
look
in it.
Look at Larson last year.
Yeah, because most of the time, if you got the qualifying, the pole, they always backed out and never, you know, really cared. Now they actually have a reason to stay up there and try to race it for the, okay. I actually like it. It brings it a little bit more competitive.
I do, too. We talked about, they were talking about it.
I don't remember talking about it.
I don't know, it was like mid-season last year, and I can remember we talked about it.
I don't remember at all.
I think at the time I was like, well, let's see how it works out, but. No, I do like it because it makes it worth their while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So.
And then we talked about the fastest lap each race gets an extra point, you know, the Xfinity fast lap. So, yeah, that's another thing they're adding to.
But they're not going to be the title sponsors next year.
I saw somebody, well, Craftsman came back. What about Busch? So I'd like to go back to Busch. NASCAR.
Well, I've seen that too, where they're talking about Busch coming back.
That would
back.
Be sweet.
Yep. That would be pretty, pretty cool. All right. I think about two more things here that I got anyway. Get a good nap. Because this might be a night race Sunday.
Yeah, I seen the probability is like up to like 18%, I think, I last looked. At least what
that
Bob
guy
said.
That I follow for Hurricanes, he's a big NASCAR fan, and he's on the infield every Daytona 500, and he's saying, look, they might actually get the cars out and warm them up, but as far as getting solid run times, he doesn't think it's going to happen until about 5 or 6 o'clock. That it's going to rain for about 2 to 3 hours and the wind is about 3 or 4.
Yeah, he said Sunday nights, 80s. Sunday days, 80 degrees, 60s at night, 55% during the day of rain, 50% of rain at night. So,
yeah.
At least as of right now, it's most likely going to rain.
Yeah.
And it takes two hours with the new shit to dry them, so.
If they have the sun out.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking for a 2:15 start. And they may do something like they've done in the past where they get everybody in the car and actually start the race. So it's an official race and then bring them down pit road. All right, go take a nap.
Well, if Trump's going to be there, they want to get that stuff out of the way.
He better run the beast around again. He better. I think he'd run Air Force One around there.
Good. Yeah.
All right. Time to plug the fantasy league. Brian's.
I tried to look out on my phone. It still looked like it's trying to get up and running. It's fully not there yet. It's there, but it's not there.
Yeah, they don't have the drivers to where you can pick your lineup, but they've got the matchups.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's fully not there because it definitely looks different on the phone. So I don't know if they're trying to update graphics or whatever, but it's definitely not there yet.
Let's see here.
So hopefully in the next day or two it fully updates, upgrades, or something, because it's not fully there. I tried to go on the website, too. The website doesn't even pull it
up. Oh, I got it pulled up.
Website won't even pull up for me.
Well, it's just, it's dark as far as your starters. They've got the featured matchups, but I don't know if that's from Phoenix, the last race, or whether it's for Daytona.
Yeah, I don't know. It says Daytona. It says they picked for Daytona, so I would assume it's Daytona.
Yeah, and they've got the banner at the bottom. It says William Byron pick. He was
the 2024
winner. won the pole in 2019, two wins at Daytona, 14, blah, blah, blah. But so if y'all are interested, go to NASCAR.com, Fantasy Live, get you an account, and jump in on the last lap or the final lap recap.
Yeah, I think it's final lap recap called now.
It is. So play against us and everybody else, and we'll have some fun. Hopefully we get a bunch of people in it this year. I think we had a total of two others besides.
I got rid of everybody that was inactive last year, so it's only just me and you.
I see that, too. Because Dirt Racing Fan or whatever, he made his sign up and walked away.
Yep.
So that's that. Like I said, we're not going to sit here and do open mumble about things to talk about. I think it's going to be fun tonight, even though it's, you know, only one car on the track at a time, one lap. Without any, you know, drafting, it'll be fun to see who's just got raw power. And like you, I expect Hendricks and Gibbs,
yeah,
to be up there. I wonder if this is going to be another year where the Fords can't qualify, where they're crap, but they race a whole lot better.
Yeah, they're definitely better pack cars.
Yep. And I'm not so sure that Ford was allowed to make any changes off season. At least I didn't hear.
Not externally.
Things like we did last year, you know, they had a choice of this nose and that nose. And they chose the wrong one.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's all I got.
Yeah, same here.
All right. Everybody have a good week, and we'll see you after Daytona.